3. Compute. Algorithms aren't trained on data by magic. They are trained using computing hardware, also called compute for shorthand. If data is overhyped as an input of national AI power, the geopolitical significance of compute is often underappreciated. The deep learning revolution has led to an explosion in compute requirements for cutting-edge machine learning research. Control over AI hardware has emerged as a key battleground between the United States and China and could be a critical determining factor in the future of AI power. A global semiconductor shortage in 2021 highlighted the vulnerabilities of disrupted supply chains and the importance of a few key actors who control them. Machine learning uses compute in two ways. The first is to train algorithms, a very compute-intensive process. The second is for inference, in which trained AI models are used to process data. For neural networks, the training process consists of adjusting the weights of the connections in the network so that, as training progresses, the neural network adapts to make more accurate predictions. Training an AI model on large data sets can take an enormous amount of computing power. The compute requirements for trained AI models doing inference are much less, sometimes orders of magnitude less, than was needed for training. While AI models are often trained at large data centers, the lower compute requirements mean that inference can increasingly be done on edge devices such as smartphones, IoT devices, intelligent video cameras, or autonomous cars. Both training and inference are done on computer chips, and advances in computing hardware has been fundamental to the deep learning revolution. Graphics processing units, GPUs, have emerged as a key enabler for deep learning because of their ability to do parallel computation, which is valuable for neural networks, better than traditional central processing units, CPUs. A McKinsey study estimated that 97% of deep learning training in data centers in 2017 used GPUs. As machine learning researchers have turned to training bigger models on ever larger data sets, they have also needed increasingly massive amounts of compute. From 2010 to 2022, the amount of compute used in cutting-edge machine learning research projects increased 10 billion-fold. Compute usage is growing exponentially, doubling every 6 months. For comparison, Moore's Law, which guided the development of ever smaller computer chips for decades, had a doubling period of every 2 years. For some current AI applications, researchers are now using tremendous amounts of compute. In training an algorithm to achieve superhuman performance at the computer game Dota 2, researchers at OpenAI used thousands of GPUs over multiple months. Because the computer could play games at an accelerated speed, the training was equivalent to a human playing for 45,000 years. In another project, an OpenAI team trained a robotic hand to manipulate a Rubik's Cube in 13,000 years of simulated computer time. The massive amounts of computing power used for machine learning research doesn't come free. Leading AI research teams at organizations such as OpenAI, DeepMind, and Google Brain are spending millions on compute pursuing the latest advances in AI. These exorbitant sums are only possible because the labs are backed by some of the world's largest corporations with deep pockets. DeepMind, which is owned by Google's parent company Alphabet, lost nearly $650 million in 2019 and had a $1.5 billion debt waived by Alphabet. In 2019, Microsoft announced plans to invest $1 billion in OpenAI. Microsoft and Alphabet were both in the top five largest publicly traded companies in the world by market capitalization as of 2022. The recent explosion of interest and money in AI has been closely followed by the development of specialized hardware better suited for deep learning. For example, by 2022, an estimated 3/4 of all smartphones shipped, 1.25 billion devices, will have an AI specialized processor on board. These chips will improve the device's ability to perform facial recognition, image identification, natural language processing, and other AI tasks on board the device. AI algorithms and software tools are widely available, with programming frameworks like TensorFlow, PyTorch, and Keras free online, yet the hardware ecosystem is concentrated among a small number of actors. A limited number of companies, and even smaller number of countries, wield outsized influence over key choke points in global chip supply chains. Additionally, the compute-intensive nature of deep learning means that those who have access to specialized AI chips and the deep pockets needed to pay for compute-heavy training have major advantages over those who do not. Control over compute may turn out to be the crux of the global competition for AI power. Among the key countries are some surprising players, such as Taiwan and the Netherlands, who play an outsized role in hardware supply chains and, by extension, AI geopolitical power. The semiconductor, or computer chip, industry is highly globalized, with supply chains for a single electronics product running through several countries. Yet these supply chains are also highly concentrated in a few key points, such as chip fabrication. Computer chips undergo three stages during production: design, manufacturing, and post-manufacturing phase that includes assembly, testing, and packaging. Design and manufacturing account for roughly 90% of the value of the chip, split evenly between the two, with assembly, testing, and packaging accounting for the remaining 10% of a chip's value. Some semiconductor companies, such as Samsung, a South Korean firm, and Intel, a U.S. company, are integrated device manufacturers that do all three phases of semiconductor production. Other companies specialize in certain production phases. Fabless companies specialize in chip design and outsource fabrication, chip manufacturing, to other firms. Conversely, pure-play foundries specialize in chip fabrication, manufacturing chips on contract for other firms. The United States, South Korea, Taiwan, Japan, Europe, collectively, and China are the biggest players in the global semiconductor market. Yet these actors are not equally distributed across the semiconductor value chain. For example, while U.S.-headquartered firms account for 47% of global semiconductor sales, the United States has only 12% of global chip manufacturing. U.S. and South Korean companies overwhelmingly dominate in integrated device manufacturers, with Intel and Samsung the two biggest players. U.S. chip design firms like Broadcom, Qualcomm, and NVIDIA are some of the leading fabless companies, and U.S. firms account for 65% of the global fabless market. Yet nowhere in the semiconductor value chain is the market more concentrated than in pure-play foundries specializing in chip fabrication. One single firm overwhelmingly dominates the contract foundry market: Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC. TSMC is the third largest semiconductor company globally behind Intel and Samsung, and alone accounts for over half of the global pure-play foundry market. Combined with other smaller foundries, Taiwanese companies make up 65% of the foundry market. The United States, by contrast, has 10% of the foundry market. Raw sales figures understate Taiwan's significance, however. Not all semiconductors are created equal, and TSMC is not only the largest contract foundry, but also a technology leader. The overarching trend in semiconductors since the 1960s has been towards smaller transistors, which have allowed for increased density, more transistor per square inch, on chips. This trend, sometimes characterized as Moore's Law, has resulted in an exponential growth in computing power as chips have packed increasingly more computing power per square inch. This, in turn, has enabled not only more powerful but also increasingly miniaturized electronics, enabling everything from smartphones and watches to IoT devices and 5G wireless networks. While the pace of advancement has been slowing for the past decade or more as smaller transistors approach fundamental physical limits, chip performance continues to improve, albeit at a slower pace. Yet the counterpart to Moore's Law is Rock's Law, which predicts exponential growth in the costs for new semiconductor fabrication facilities. Over the last two decades, fab costs have increased 11% annually and chip design costs 24% annually. A new leading-edge foundry can cost $10 to $20 billion. The massive capital expenditures required make it hard for other companies to compete with industry leaders. TSMC planned to spend between $40 and $44 billion in capital expenditures in 2022 alone. The skyrocketing cost of chip fabrication has consolidated the semiconductor market, driving out many companies. At each evolution of chip production, the number of companies at the leading edge has shrunk. In 2001, when the 130-nanometer NM node, a term used to denote the manufacturing process, went into mass production, there were over two dozen companies at the leading edge of chip fabrication. As chips advanced over the next two decades, with each introduction of a new manufacturing process, fewer companies were able to fabricate leading-edge chips. More advanced chip fabrication processes are characterized by smaller sizes, such as 90nm, 65nm, 45nm, 22nm, 10nm, and 7nm. In practice, node naming has long been divorced from actual transistor size. Only two companies, Samsung and TSMC, are producing chips at the current leading-edge 5nm process mode. Taiwanese foundries churn out one-fifth of global chip fabrication from both contract foundries and integrated device manufacturers, but over 90% of leading-edge chips at the 7nm node and below. For AI chips, TSMC manufactured 8 of the 10 AI-specialized chips available at the 16nm process or below as of 2020, including both leading GPUs, designed by AMD and NVIDIA. Intel and Samsung manufacture the other two leading AI chips. Taiwan's outsized role in leading-edge fabrication places it at the geopolitical fulcrum of compute. Statements like, "China is the Saudi Arabia of data," don't match reality, but it isn't a stretch to claim that Taiwan is the Saudi Arabia of compute. China, meanwhile, is a relative backwater in chip production, but is the kingpin of chip consumption. Over the last several decades, China has emerged as a global hub of microelectronics manufacturing. Chips that are designed in the United States and manufactured in Taiwan are often destined for China, where they will be assembled into final finished products such as smartphones, computers, or other devices that are then shipped around the world. China accounts for 60% of the global demand for semiconductors. Because Chinese domestic chip production has struggled, China imports most of its chips. China runs a massive chip trade deficit, importing over $400 billion worth of chips annually. Nowhere in the domain of AI competition is China further behind than in hardware. Every AI expert I spoke with in China was acutely aware of China's hardware gap. China's dependency on chip imports is not just a massive economic cost, but also a national security vulnerability. As the U.S.-China competition has heated up, the U.S. government has used China's chip dependency to kneecap one of its tech national champions, Huawei, a global leader in 5G wireless technology. The U.S. government's willingness to exploit China's vulnerability in semiconductors has thrust compute to the fore of geopolitical competition in AI. As the United States and China compete in AI, control over compute will be a critical factor in who controls the future of AI.